hospitals come to order.
Will the members please show their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk please take the roll?
27 present.
Record, please show Representative Munson is present. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that and ask unanimous consent that Representative Moss be excused from the call of the House.
There's no objection. Representative Moss will be excused from the call of the House.
Mr. Speaker, other than Mr. Moss, I don't believe anyone else is excused.
Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Bettesworth be excused from the call of the House, April 7 and 8.
There's no objection. Representative Bettesworth would be excused on those dates. And Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Eliason be excused from the call of the House tomorrow after 11 a.m.
There's no objection. Representative Eliason will be excused tomorrow after 11 a.m. The prayer today is by Vicar Daniel Schlewitz of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Will the members please rise for today's prayer?
Almighty God, even on this gray and dreary day, the glory of your creation still shines through. We thank you for having given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from discord and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Defend our liberties and give those whom we have entrusted with the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, that there might be justice and peace in our land. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Will the Chief Clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 72nd day and House Supplement Number 36.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 72nd day and House Supplement Number 36 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
There's no objection. The journal and the journal supplements will stand approved. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction to the House this morning? Representative Munson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have a constituent from District 11, Artie Merbs.
Representative Miller.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, we have a second group, as we had a first group yesterday, from Floyd Dryden School, and I'll ask them to stand up and ask members to hold their applause until everybody's standing and has been introduced. Chris Trollen, Tim Barnick, Waylon Jones, Kevin Dunn, Leon Deese, Virginia Meehan, Chris Satterwhite, Barbara Green, Carolyn Nail, Terry Colbrick, Mona Pineda, Stephanie Higgins, Shelley Oremus, John Armstrong, Dewey Isaacs, Mindy Bryson, Corrine Goldabini, Alex Clark, Scott Stewart, Brian Schultz, Nathan Bishop, Shannon Collum, Teresa Lashober, Walter Schramm, Lynette Silverly, and their teacher, Bill Nash.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I've got some friends in Gallery B. They're students from Pedro Bay, which is in the Iliamna Lake area. They're Aaron Auberg, Keith Jensen, and Fred Roll, and their chaperone, Norm Auberg.
Representative Eliason.
Mr. Speaker, I have two young constituents in Galley B. They're a part of the 8th grade class in Junior High School in Sitka. This is sort of an annual event. They come over. This class comes over once a year and visits the legislature and tries to straighten us out a little. In the Galley B is Chris McMichael and Dan Shawicker.
Representative Bettesworth.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In Gallery B, I have some longtime friends from Fairbanks I'd like to introduce, Mr. and Mrs. Ted Manville.
I'd like to introduce a guest who's working here from Metlakatlin. She's a RSVP student and will be here for 2 weeks. In the back, Roxanne Guthrie from Metlakatlin. There are further guests for introduction. Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. The Board of Nursing. This has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. Dear Mr. Speaker, as you know, I am in the process of reconstituting the State Investment Advisory Committee with a smaller membership. To provide for representation from the legislature on the committee, I propose to name two legislative members, one from a slate of names submitted by yourself and one from a list by the President of the Senate. Representative Haugen has been serving on the committee in the past. Because I plan to announce the committee's new membership this Friday, I would greatly appreciate receiving your list by that time. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor.
On the appointments to the Board of Nursing, they'll be referred to the Hess Committee. Any members who wish to serve on the reconstituted Investment Advisory Committee should let me know.
I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Joint Resolution Number 54 by the State Affairs Committee relating to marine sanitation requirements imposed by the U.S. Coast Guard regulations.
Resources.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 42 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the termination of rental agreements of mobile home park dwellers and tenants.
Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 358 amended by Sackett, an act relating to the compensation of members of the Board of Fisheries and of the Board of Game.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 512 by the Rules Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Alaska Transportation Commission and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
To Speaker Terry Gardner, House of Representatives, from Representative Leo Schaefer, subject, letter of resignation. Please accept this letter as my letter of resignation from the Budget and Audit Committee, effective immediately. I have enjoyed serving on this committee for nearly 4 years. However, with my recent decision of not running for re-election, and given the fact that the Budget and Audit Committee is a year-round interim committee, it is my feeling that it would seem fair to have someone on that committee that is intending on ensuing his or her political career for the coming year.
This time I'd like to appoint Representative Meekins to that slot. He has filed for re-election. And alternate, Representative Meekins was the alternate, and that's probably the better reason. Representative Guy would be now the alternate.
I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
Dear Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee has considered the nomination of Mr. Douglas F. Strandberg for membership on the Violent Crimes Compensation Board. The committee recommends confirmation of Mr. Strandberg for this position. Signed sincerely, Charles H. Parr, Chairman. Dear Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee has considered the nomination of Mr. Robert H. Moss for membership of the Alaska Judicial Council. The committee recommends confirmation of Mr. Moss for this position. Signed sincerely, Charles H. Parr, Chairman. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 51, approving the District Coastal Management Program of the Municipality of Anchorage and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Branson, Parr, Jaroff, and O'Connell. Signing no recommendation, Carney. Signing do not pass, Metcalf. Senate Concurrent Resolution 51 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 52 endorsing an action of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Branson, Parr, Jaroff, and O'Connell. Having no recommendation, Carney. Signing do not pass, Metcalf. Senate Concurrent Resolution 52 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 53 approving an amendment to a regulation adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Branson, Parr, and Jaroff. Having no recommendation, Carney. Signing do not pass, Metcalf. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 53 has no further referral. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 54 approving the District Coastal Management Program of the City of Haines and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Parr, Jaroff, Metcalf, and O'Connell. Having no recommendation, Branson, Carney, and Metcalf. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Bill 237 amended, business license fees, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Eliason, Parker, Fuller, and Gardner. Having no recommendation, Metcalf. Signing do not pass, Martin. Senate Bill 237 amended has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 57, preparation and distribution by the Division of Budget and Management, Office of the Governor of a Personnel Procedures Manual under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Eliason, Parker, Gardner, Metcalf, Martin, and Fuller. House Concurrent Resolution Number 57 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 374, equalizing the costs of full-time residential or nursing care, under consideration. A majority of the committee reports it back with individual recommendations and a new fiscal notice coming. Report was signed by Mrs. Buchholz, Chairman, signing do pass, Chatterton and Munson. Mr. Burns signed do not pass unless all senior citizens eligible. Having no recommendation, Buchholz and Hurlburt. House Bill 374 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 399, membership of the Wood-Tick-Chick State Park Management Council, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 399 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Jaroff, Eliason, Halford, and Miles. House Bill 399 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 580, establishing unorganized boroughs, amending responsibilities of state agencies for state programs and services for residents of organized and unorganized boroughs, and authorizing adoption of home rule charters by unorganized boroughs, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 500 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Carney, Metcalf, and Jaroff. Signing no recommendation, Branson and O'Connell. Signing do not pass, Parr. House Bill 580 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 581, responsibilities of the Division of Policy Development and Planning, Office of the Governor, under consideration a second time. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 581 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Branson, O'Connell, Carney, Jaroff, and Metcalf. Having no recommendation, Parr. House Bill 581 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 656, creating the Tugadak Island Critical Habitat Area, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Fuller, Cotton, Eliason, Jaroff, and Miles. Having no recommendation, Halford and Osterbach. House Bill 656 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 883, Special Appropriation to the Office of the Governor Reapportionment Board, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 883 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Fuller, Chairman, concurred in by Fuller, Eliason, Gardner, Metcalf, and Miller. Signing do not pass, Martin. House Bill 883 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is at House Bill 886, Special Appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, Unorganized Borough Planning Account, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 886 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Parker, Carney, Jaroff, and Metcalf. Signing no recommendation, Branson and O'Connell. Signing do not pass, Parr. House Bill 886 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 908, Merit Principle and State Employment, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Eliason, Parker, Gardner, Metcalf, and Fuller. Having no recommendation, Martin. House Bill 908 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Based on a recommendation from the Labor and Management Committee, which had House Bill 433 under consideration, a Finance referral will be added to House Bill 433.
I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution 85 by the Resources Committee, endorsing a conservative approach by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council in the management of the offshore herring fishery north of 56 degrees north latitude.
Resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 973 by the State Affairs Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the City of Kodiak for extraordinary expenses of the city to meet the effects of the storm of January 20, 1980, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
It was introduced with the following committee report. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 973. A special appropriation to the City of Kodiak for extraordinary expenses of the city, House Bill 973 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Parker, Fuller, Martin, and Eliason. Metcalf has no recommendation. House Bill 974 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. An act increasing state aid to municipalities for hospitals and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 975 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for grants for hospitals and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 976 by the Resources Committee by request. An act approving boundary changes to Chugach State Park and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to today's calendar. We first like to have a quorum call. Will the members please show their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Representative Metcalf. Representative Malone. The clerk, please take the final roll.
39 present.
Representative Meekins. Under introduction of guests, Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, in the gallery, I guess it'd be Gallery B, a very good friend of mine, longtime Anchorage resident from District 9, Jim Kubitz.
Representative Rogers.
Yes, in Gallery B, a friend and former employee of the legislature, Frank Murphy.
Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution Number 59 by the Labor and Management Committee relating to workers' compensation. The Committee on Labor and Management has had House Concurrent Resolution 59 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 59 and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Rogers, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Rogers, Branson, Hayes, McKinnon, and Miller. The Committee on Finance has had House Concurrent Resolution 59 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the Labor and Management Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 59 and recommends it do pass, and they adopted the L&M fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Montgomery, Guy, Schaefer, Rogers, Duncan, Moss, McKinnon, and Meekins, having no recommendation, Smith. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Labor and Management Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 59 be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
There's no objection. The Labor and Management Committee substitute will be adopted in lieu of the original resolution. Are there amendments?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, please read the first amendment.
Amendment number one by Mr. Malone. Page 2, line 7. Following the comma after the word provisions, insert to provide greater opportunity for the injured or disabled worker to improve his or her income.
Representative Malone.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number one.
There is objection. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The purpose of the amendment is to ask the group, study group, to address a problem that is endemic to practically all the types of assistance that are provided through various governmental programs for people who end up being dislocated in the economy and in their work. Specifically, the fact is if a person attempts to improve their income when they're receiving some form of insurance or assistance, sometimes they have to pay for that by reductions in the level of benefits that sometimes amount to an effective rate on the small amount of income that they're able to earn, an effective tax rate of 100% or more. And therefore, we've built into our entire system a negative incentive for people to improve themselves. And I would like the study group specifically to be directed to address this sort of question to the extent it exists within the current workers' compensation law in Alaska.
Is there objection maintained? There's no further objection. The amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
This is a concurrent resolution, is in final passage. Question for the House is the final passage of committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution number 59 as amended by the House. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution number 59 has passed the House. Completes today's calendar, brings us to unfinished business. Are there any items unfinished business? Representative Metcalf.
Mr. Speaker, I've had a constituent that wants to have some input in this bill, and I'm going to ask that my vote be reconsidered.
Representative Metcalf has reconsidered his vote on House Concurrent Resolution number 59. There are other items unfinished business. Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Byrne be excused from the call of the House March 28th.
There's no objection. Representative Byrne will be excused on March 28th. Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resources will meet at 3 o'clock on the actually phase 4 of the House Energy Plan, which is the rural energy.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, the House Commerce Committee will continue our public hearing using the teleconference network on House Bill 934, relating to telecommunications functions of the state at 1 o'clock this afternoon in the committee room, and we will go from 1 o'clock until 3. And then tomorrow morning, Mr. Speaker, we'll meet again on the same legislation, but not using a teleconferenced hearing, at 8 o'clock in the morning for that purpose. And then at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll meet in joint session with the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee to receive testimony regarding the instructional and educational media project and the responses of the educational establishment on SCR 35.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, House State Affairs will meet at 1:30 in room 102 on House Bill 880 regarding post-retirement pension adjustments under the TRS retirement system, and also HB 514 increasing the minimum benefits for retired legislators.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This afternoon, 1:30, House Hess will consider House Bill 830, Alcohol and Drug Abuse Advisory Boards, and finish work on House Bill 936, Displaced Homemakers.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon, have HCR 49, Change of State Office Hours, and HCR 18, Amendment to the Alaska Constitution on the Length of Legislative Sessions. Tonight at 7:30, the committee will meet to consider HCR 62, Federal Census and Invasion of Privacy, and HB 572, Guardians and Conservators.
Representative Freeman.
Maybe you have a brief at ease, please.
House, please stand. Back to order. Are there further announcements, Representative Hayes?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative O'Connell be excused from the call of the House April 18 through 21.
If there's no objection, Representative O'Connell will be excused April 18th through 21st. Representative Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There'll be a Republican caucus on adjournment.
Are there further announcements? Special orders. Representative Anderson.
Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.